Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm so happy that you get to hear from Chad Shusky and Keith Sellers. Keith is the president and CEO, and Chad is the senior vice president of research and real estate. And these gentlemen are bringing just an incredible development report for Washington, D.C. to the program. If you've been watching what's happened in Washington, D.C. over the last 15 to 20 years, it has been nothing less than shocking and wonderful. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here, Eric.
Thank you.
Keith, I'm going to jump right in and ask you a quick question. So you are the president, and what does that mean? What does that entitle you to do, and how do you like your coffee?
Cream and sugar, please.
Okay.
All right. And my organization has been around for 15 years. We're charged with marketing D.C. Economic development here in the city.
Okay, so when you're marketing development into the city, across the internet, are you talking about across the country? Are you a part of associations that span the globe? How far out are we going?
We do all three.
Okay.
So we market D.C. locally for economic development. We have a reach nationwide to attract businesses to the District of Columbia. And we've also embarked on internationally. We'll be going on trade missions this upcoming year. We went to China with the mayor this past year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always looking to promote Washington, D.C. A lot of people look at D.C. as a international city, and we are.
What are the most successful tools you're using, gentlemen, to market Washington, D.C.?
Just the most successful ones are just telling the story. I mean, D.C. is a phenomenal market to talk about. We've gone through this economic renaissance over the past 15, 18 years where, you know, before we were kind of the laughing stock for a lot of people, and now we're like the belle of the ball. People are always wanting to know about what's happening in D.C., and they're pleasantly surprised when they come here or find out information about some of the positive aspects. People remember it. D.C. from their 8th grade school trip, but there's so much more to D.C. That's happened over the past 20 years.
I was 4 years old in 1968 when the riots came to Washington, D.C., and it was at that point in time that we actually experienced a downdraft in real estate in Washington, D.C. that lasted about 40 years, and that was a tremendous recession, a depression in D.C. values that we couldn't seem to get away from a reputation. It was very hard to break free from that, and as I've looked at back in the 60s and the 50s and looked at where real estate values were, where they dropped and where they settled and where they've come back to, it appears, Chad, I don't know what you think about this, it appears like we've come back to kind of a mean now. We're pretty close to a mean of where the trend line would be for Washington, D.C. Do you have any thoughts on that?
If I may, before Chad jumps into, I kind of look at it, my analogy is it was the riots were an unfortunate forest fire. And if you look at forest fires and what they do for a forest that's been around for 50 or 60 years, it generates new growth.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the forest fires of the riots and the metro being built, that created opportunities mm-hmm. later in years, mm-hmm. and it was a painful process.
Mm-hmm.
But now what we're experiencing is that, we have these bigger lots that have the opportunity to be redeveloped. People are looking at those corridors in a different light, the Georgia Avenues,
right.
Other worlds, the Florida Avenues. And so it's created opportunity to modernize the city, the next evolution.
And to piggyback off that, a specific example would be down by the ballpark in an area called the Capitol Riverfront. It's about a 500-acre community. And again, it wasn't impacted by the riots, but what happened, you know, about 10 years ago is the whole area is pretty much scraped clean. So again, mm-hmm. it gave an opportunity to almost do kind of a master plan at a neighborhood scale for the type of development that will be coming in that area.
It's fantastic. I went down to see what's being done on the waterfront right there on Main Avenue and did a walkthrough as they were just bringing it out of the ground last February, it's just incredible now even to go back and see the development. It's an incredible space, and to have the view of the water there on the Potomac, or even just to be down in Southwest and be able to carry your kayak, you know, 2-3 blocks from the harbor. You know, there's just a lot of opportunity in that entire area, that entire neck of the woods, to your point. So bigger lots, more development opportunity, a lot of history, and the long-term swing. I think we've got a long way to go, the running room. We've come back to a mean, but oftentimes we will go farther than that. And I think the demand, as you say, we were talking offline beforehand, if you go up to South Dakota and you look up in Northeast, in parts of Northeast, you've got development in parts of the city that we just haven't seen for a long time. And the push goes. I've sold several properties in Northeast where last year or 2 years ago, they would have been around $350,000 and they're selling for $550,000. Because why? They're brick and block constructed colonials. They've, you know, good sized lots, you get a garage and so on. And you can't touch that in Northwest. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, as we've noticed, you know, again, something that we've been tracking through our development report, you know, over the past 15 years, the city's pretty much been going from, you know, west to east. So again, starting with Georgetown, that goes back many, many years. But for a long time, if you wanted to do any kind of retail shopping or restaurants, it was pretty much Georgetown was it. But now as the city's growing further east, you're having much more amenities, more opportunities for either investment or to live the farther east you go. So downtown is nearly built out now. And so mm-hmm. now you're seeing that future development, again, head to the northeast in areas like we call NoMa, or again, to the southeast down by the Southwest Waterfront or Capitol Riverfront area.
Any pushback that you see?
There's always going to be some pushback as cities evolve and change. Mm-hmm. One thing I would like to point out, the biggest factor that has leveled the playing field in D.C., has been the fact that crime has been reduced so much.
Yes.
And so with the reduction of crime in the city, the perception of neighborhoods and that they're safer, people are willing to or smart enough to invest in just about every ward in the city. So people before would only live in one quadrant. Now with the reduction of crime, they'll live throughout the entire city. And I'm sure you've seen that with your own actions.
You know, people are willing to be more accepting of transition, whereas I think before it was bounded. You know, Capitol Hill was very much within a 3 or 4 block walk of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And then it moved further and further, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, moved farther and farther to the east. Now it's moved very much into the north. And that's just going to continue as people are willing to accept that it's in transition, but going to continue. You get the engine going. It takes a while for it to get going. But once it's going, it's going to keep rolling.
In addition to this, the quality of life. So one thing I'm very proud of that Washington, D.C. Economic Partnership has been successful in is attracting grocery stores to the district. So over the past 10, 15 years, we've attracted over 30 grocery stores to the city. And that's increased the quality of life when people can appreciate walking to a grocery store or having an ability to travel less than 1 mile to a grocery store. You know, people like that. That's why it's such a huge trend of people moving back to urban areas.
Yes. It's true. I appreciate you guys coming in. If someone's listening now and says, gosh, I wish I could see something, can they go online and see what's going on right now? Is there some particular place? Would it be at your website, wdcep.com?
That's correct.
Okay.
And if you want to download our publications, they're free. You can look at our development report, which just was released this past month, and it's an overview of the economic development that's occurring throughout the city with the 5 different sectors. Anything you want to know about retail, residential, office, hospitality, and education, we track that information. Chad has been tracking this information for the past 15 years, and so we have that institutional knowledge of what's happening in the city, what's planned, proposed, or
under construction. And I would also add, we have another publication, again, available on our website, our neighborhood profiles. And so we look at 54 neighborhoods throughout the city and provide kind of general overview of demographic information, new investments that are coming to that area, and other kind of interesting tidbits of what's happening in that neighborhood. So if people are, again, looking to, whether it's moving, investing, opening a new business, they can kind of use that guide as a way to understand kind of the next area that they should be considering.
What a fantastic tool, Chad. That's incredible because, you know, anybody who's researching to purchase real estate wants to know where to go. They want to know the back end side of it. They want to get a neighborhood report and a profile of, what's nearby, what is the shopping nearby, and those kinds of things. And so for free, you can download that at wdcep.com. That's the Washington, D.C. Economic Partnership. Chad Shusky and Keith Sellers have joined me today. Did you want to say one more thing, Keith, on that?
Or you can stop by our office. We're located on the corner of 15th and F Street, 1495 F Street, and come and pick up our publications. If you need any assistance as far as how to open a business or expand your business in the district, you can come by the office, set up a appointment in advance, and we're happy to sit down with you and give you a one-on-one consultation with our small business department.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, not at all.
That's a fantastic offer, and there are no strings on that offer. I'd like to tie a string that they could sell their house with me and get that for free, but I'm not going to do that, okay?
We'll just take a small commission on that.
That's a really fantastic offer. Okay.
And we are a nonprofit, so.
That's wonderful. So, nonprofit, Washington, D.C. Economic Partnership. Again, you go to WDCEP.com. One more time, WDCEP, Washington, D.C. Economic Partnership.com. And you can set up a time. If you're thinking of opening a business, my goodness, here are the guys, and they'll sit down with you because they want to make it work for you. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for having us.
Been a pleasure. Hey, I'll be right back with more of the Eric Stewart Show. Don't go anywhere.